Hello exam seekers, I'm Patty and today I bring some new content for you. Today the topic is CELPE BRAS, Proficiency Certification in Portuguese Language for Foreigners. I have recently been invited by a friend to help her student practice for the CELPE BRAS, so I got involved with it and I got some information to share with you. What is CELPE BRAS? At this blog and podcast, I normally post texts and audios about English exams and methodologies. However, there are other exams that I believe to be relevant here, even though they are not exactly in English. I wish I could provide content on Spanish examinations and French examinations as well, but I don't have knowledge enough to share. Well, there are also Portuguese examinations, which I still don't know much about it, but I might be able to share something with you because I helped this friend practicing with her students, so let's go! The CELPE BRAS is one of the Portuguese examinations. This is the type of exam people usually take when they are foreigners and they are interested in attending a Brazilian university, or if they are just thinking about getting a good job over here. It is similar to the TOEFL or the IELTS, but for Brazil. It is a formal certification of a person's level in the Portuguese language, used by businesses and educational institutions worldwide. CELPE BRAS is an exam that people from abroad can take to officially validate their knowledge of the Portuguese language. It is the only official proficiency certificate of Brazilian Portuguese as a foreign language, recognized by the Brazilian government. So how does the exam work? The CELPE BRAS exam consists of two main parts, written and oral. Written part is a three-hour exam. It consists of four components, video and audio comprehension, written production, and two essays. In this part, the candidate's level of Portuguese will be evaluated as well as their comprehension and understanding of audio. The oral part is a 20-minute exam. It's an interview-style exam with two evaluators. They are going to ask the candidate about their personal interests and current Brazilian affairs. What about the certification? Depending on the result in the exam, candidates will be granted one of the following four levels: intermediate, higher intermediate, advanced, and higher advanced. The score table works like this: from 0 to 199, no certification. From 2 points to 2.75, intermediate. From 276 to 3.50, higher intermediate. From 351 to 4.25, advanced, and from 4.26 points and 5.00, higher advanced. In order to obtain a higher level of certification, you have to obtain the same mark in both parts of the exam. If you score higher in either the oral or written test, your certification will be based on your lowest mark. So how can I register? In order to register for the exam, you have to access the official website during the registration period, which is around February, March, or August and September. The registration website goes off after this period. The exam is held twice a year in April and October, and the results take around 2 to 3 months to be delivered. The exam can be taken in Brazil or abroad, and the fee is not higher than 200 reais. Abroad, it goes up to $100, but it really depends on the center and the currency at the time. So, how can I study for it? There is plenty of information on the internet. However, INEP offers some mock tests from previous exams, and there are also videos on YouTube for candidates to study. If you want to know how the steps of the oral exam work, take a look at the booklet providing information. However, keep in mind that it is in Portuguese. I'll leave the link in the description. Some people who took the exam say that the spots fill up fairly quickly. So if you're planning on sitting for the CELPE brass, make sure to get prepared and run for the next registration period. If you still have some questions about this exam, check the blog exam-seekers.com or examseekers.wordpress.com and leave a comment down below. Okie dokie. Well, that's it for today. Please share this episode with the others and follow the blog on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I'll leave all the links below. Okie dokie. Thanks again for listening to me and see you next time. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.